The long-awaited increase to JobSeeker payments has finally arrived. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a $25 a week increase to the dole, which is going to commence after the coronavirus supplement ends in March. Many feel, however, that this first increase in over 25 years is simply not enough. Ryan Stanton has more.
Today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a fortnightly raise of $50 to the JobSeeker program. Speaking to the press, Morrison highlighted the size of the increase by comparing it to JobSeeker rates in years past.
It is true that this is one of the single, it is the single largest increase in the JobSeeker payments since the mid-80s, year on year. That is true. But I think the more relevant feature to focus on is what it is as a percentage of the national minimum wage. And this brings it up from 37.5% up to 41.2%. And that is commensurate with where it sat during that period of the Howard government.
But while the raise to the program's benefits is the largest since the 80s, many, such as Australian Council of Social Service Chief Executive Officer Christina Goldie, have called it out as being insufficient.
What we've got today represents a heartless betrayal of the millions of people who have been hit by unemployment. This $3.50 per day is a measly, mean-spirited and complete betrayal of what is needed.
While the base rate of JobSeeker is increasing, the raise will only come into effect after the coronavirus supplement of $150 a fortnight is halted, leading to a net decrease of $100 a fortnight when all is said and done. Responding to these criticisms, Prime Minister Morrison had this to say.
I have no doubt that whatever rate you set the payment, there will always be suggestions by some that it should be more. There'll be some who will suggest it should be less. And that's why a government has to exercise judgment in getting that balance right. But not just in the setting of the payment, but also the conditions that sit around the provision of that payment and that is seeking to support people not to have to rely on that payment and to be able to get them back into work.
Similarly, Minister for Employment Michaela Cash highlighted the supplements which may be added to the base job seeker rate. Data from the Senate, however, showed that the average of these supplements received is a meagre $14 a fortnight. Additionally, the mutual obligations required for those on Centrelink are changing alongside the benefit increase. Not only will those on JobSeeker be required to attend face-to-face meetings with their providers, but the amount of job searches is expected to increase to 20 per month at the beginning of July. Additionally, potential employers will be able to now report those on JobSeeker who do not accept jobs. When questioned about mutual obligations, Shadow Minister for Families and Social Services Linda Burney noted the potential for overreach which she would be investigating.
That is something that Labor will look at very, very closely. A mutual obligation I believe in. There is no two ways about that. But when mutual obligation becomes so onerous that it actually prevents you from seeking employment, that is the balance that needs to be struck.
In contrast to Burney's measured statements, Goldie strongly criticised the new mutual obligation scheme.
About 18 months ago, the expert panel looked into the detail of what needed to change about JobActive. What the government has announced today is exactly the opposite of what the expert panel recommended. The expert panel recommended that to fix JobActive, to fix mutual obligations, we needed to build trust, we needed to be user-friendly, and we needed to take a human, personal approach to the individual circumstances of somebody affected by unemployment and to design a plan, including obligations, that were appropriate to increase your chances of getting into employment.
Finally, the raise was criticised by Greens leader Adam Bandt, who called the $25 increase
a bloody insult.
The changes outlined by the government today are scheduled to go into effect at the beginning of April after the coronavirus supplement for JobSeeker ends.
Ryan Stanton there with that report.